Notes from the Left Forum 2018. The conference was held in New York City from June 1st to the 3rd at John Jay College. The theme, Towards a New Strategy for the Left. In this program, Margaret Kimberly, Bruce Dixon, and Glenn Ford of Black Agenda Report and UNAC, the United National Anti-War Coalition, speak at a panel called Russiagate, Muzzling the Black Left and the March to War. But as you'll hear, it's more a panel on how the Black Left is muzzling itself. First up is Margaret Kimberly on how Russiagate is a construct created by Democrats to differentiate themselves from Republicans. She begins by talking about the Steele dossier. It consists of 17 memos written in 2016 by former British spy Christopher Steele, who was head of the Russia desk for British intelligence, also known as MI6. It contains allegations of conspiracy between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. Margaret Kimberly says the dossier was paid for by the DNC, the Democratic National Committee. Margaret Kimberly.
They took this dossier and demanded an FBI investigation and didn't mention that they were the ones who paid for the dossier. We know there are other people also connected with MI6, a man named Stephen Halper, who's formerly CIA. Talk about collusion. He goes back to the 1980 collusion, where the Reagan people spied on Carter to make sure he didn't release the hostages and get himself elected. So Halper goes back to that time. Halper's involved in spying on Trump. And I have to say, and the words stick in my throat, but Trump is telling the truth. He was spied on. And they try to split hairs and say, well, he wasn't a spy, he was an informant. I don't know what that difference can possibly be. Obviously, there isn't one. So the Democrats are, Russiagate is their invention. They are being protected. New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and MSNBC have been covering for them, covering for the fact that they were involved in this espionage against Trump during the election, covering for the fact that they paid for this dossier. And they are up to their necks in this situation. And I think it is funny that having gone through all these hoops, they neglected to do the most basic thing and get out the vote and help Hillary Clinton win. That's the level of corruption that we see now amongst that group. So here we are with this hysteria, and Ajamu touched on the end result of this, and this is Democratic Party driven. That Google changed their algorithm so that Black Agenda Report and Black Alliance for Peace and other groups are disappeared. Facebook, it's a Democratic senator, Senator Warner, who went to Facebook three times in order to, I'm sure, threaten them into censoring. So now you cannot post a political ad on Facebook without giving them your ID. And Facebook decides what is a political ad. So scholars want to post papers, but if you say the magic word Putin or Trump, now it's a political ad, and you have to give Facebook identification in order to post it. YouTube, have you noticed on YouTube, if you see a video from RT, there's this little disclaimer, RT is controlled by the Russian government or it's paid for by the Russian government, but if it's a BBC video, they say, BBC receives public money. So these are all things that are happening because of these, of the Democrats. I blame them for everything, but at any rate. So now we see this effort to cover up. They do have friends assisting them. Brennan, who was Obama's CIA director, he is implicated in getting Comey to investigate Trump. Now he's trying to promote a book, so he's gone from saying there was collusion to Trump won because of Putin and the states that flipped. It's because Russia directed their Facebook bot ads. It was like $3,000. I think it's hilarious. Putin is trying to take over America, but doesn't want to spend more than $3,000 in a handful of states in order to do it. But there are bigger things afoot here. I don't know if you all noticed, before this last attack on Syria, which ended up being limited, about a month before, first the French president says, French reporters should leave Syria. We'll take part in an attack if there's a chemical weapons attack. And lo and behold, oh, there's a chemical weapons attack. Then the Russian spy who Putin let go and didn't care about anymore is poisoned. But we're told that Putin was trying to kill him anyway. They were trying to kill him, and I think they inconveniently survived. Now they try to hide the daughter and drag her out to do a propaganda film. And all of this is because of corruption here. Russiagate is an effort to push an imperialist agenda, to get public buy-in, to keep millions of Democrats who should be, if anybody should be marching through the streets with torches, it ought to be Democrats because of what their party has done to them. To keep Democrats in line, to keep us from asking questions or complaining about anything, and they're using it again in the midterm elections. The DNC sued the Russian government. So instead of giving people what they want, which would get people out to vote for them and get them back into power, they are relying more and more on this manipulation. And they will fail more and more, which I don't think is a bad thing, but we have to talk about what comes afterwards. So anyway, I will sum up. I know we're all supposed to be brief, but let's all be clear that Russiagate is not some anomaly. It's not some accident. It was very deliberate, and the people behind it are up to some very sinister things that are damaging to all of us. Thank you very much.
Margaret Kimberly of Black Agenda Report and UNAC, United National Anti-War Coalition. And you're listening to Notes from the Left Forum 2018 over WBAI Pacifica Radio in New York. Next up is Bruce Dixon, also with UNAC and Black Agenda Report. Dixon says, "We condemn Trump for a lot of things we gave Obama a pass on." Bruce Dixon.
Russiagate does have a purpose. It does have a purpose. One of its purposes is to distinguish Republicans from Democrats. There's a lot of things. Empire is a bipartisan project, okay? Republicans and Democrats both agree that we should be sanctioning Venezuela and trying to starve its people into overthrowing their government. Republicans and Democrats agree that we should back the soft coup in Brazil, where you've got a president that's supported by about 3 or 4% of the country. And where they've raised the retirement age to 70 or 75 in a country where the life expectancy is in the late 50s. You know, so Republicans and Democrats agree that we should be supporting Israeli apartheid. You know, now, of course, black Democrats did walk out on Bibi Netanyahu when he addressed Congress, but they only did that because he insulted Obama, not because of Israeli apartheid. So the Democrats really have to have some way for you to tell them from Republicans. And so Russiagate fills that need. As for muzzling the black left, I don't really think that's happening. I think that they muzzle themselves. I think that they know what they're doing and they muzzle themselves. The only exception, the only nationally visible black Democrat I can think of who's ever publicly dissented from the Russians are under the bed thing is Nina Turner over at Our Revolution. And she only did it for a couple of weeks. You know, she'd get on TV and she'd talk about Russia, 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 Russia. You know, why are we worried about that? You know, we need to be worried about domestic stuff. She didn't attack the substance of it. She just said that it was a waste of time. But then a week or two later, I guess she got the memo. She hasn't even said that since. You know, so the black political class doesn't need to be muzzled. They don't need to be muzzled. They know what they're doing. They're grown-ups, and they are proceeding to muzzle themselves. There's a fake left. No, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say fake because fake is an insult, right? Fake means that people are lying, and they know they're lying. I should say that there's a real left and a less real left. And there's a bright line that runs through them. And that bright line is, in part, their embrace of this Russiagate stuff. that bright line is in part their embrace of empire. Okay, how many leading black Democrats do you see, you know, who've descended from the administration line, this administration or the previous administration line on Israel and Israeli apartheid? None. How many black Democrats have you seen that deviated from the line on, right now, there are what, 52 or 54 African nations. The United States right now is arming, providing logistical support and training the armies of every African army on the continent, every single one. The only African countries that don't get U.S. military aid are Somalia, because they've got U.S. troops off and on, and because they don't have a national government, and Libya, because it doesn't have a national government, and Zimbabwe, because they turned it away, and Eritrea. So there's only four nations on the African continent that aren't getting U.S. military aid. So this is what we've got here. But how many black politicians have you heard talk about that? How many, for that matter, how many Black Lives Matter leaders and activists have you heard discuss this? None. None. So who's muzzling who? You know, the black left, at least the part of the black left that affiliates itself with the Democratic Party, these are not kids. These are grown-ups. And grown-ups know their jobs. They know what they have to do to qualify for their jobs. They know what they have to do to keep their jobs and their status and their careers. And opposition to empire is just off the table. It doesn't happen. So this is, you know, 3 years ago, we were here at the Left Forum, and my esteemed colleague, Brother Glenn Ford here, the question before us there was, after the Obama era, what would we have? What would we have? And he gave what was probably the bleakest the bleakest forecast. What he says is that what we will have is we will have a generation of African Americans and African American activists, whatever that word means, with no real tradition of struggle against unjust authority. And you know, we'll have a generation of black political activists whose only experience is what you can get from government, what you can get from foundations, and trying to fit in to the structure instead of trying to explore new structures and fight against this stuff. And in some large part, I'm afraid his prediction has come out to be true. You know, so we've got a job ahead of us. We've got a job ahead of us, and that job is to unmuzzle ourselves and to build real connections between our people here, our organizations, our communities here, and people in Venezuela, people in Colombia, people in Brazil, and people in the motherland. You know, where, like I said, there's no differentiation between the policies of Republicans and the policies of Democrats. And Russiagate is just the first step. Russiagate is just the first step. So it's not going to go away. The World Socialist website ran three articles back in March, where they pointed out that there were over 40 Democratic candidates for Congress who were openly touting their experience in military intelligence, State Department intelligence, and Homeland Security. 40 of them, okay? So this is where the Democrats intend to take us. It's Russiagate tomorrow. I mean, it's Russiagate today. Tomorrow it's gonna be those sneaky Venezuelans, okay? Or those intransigent Cubans, or God knows. So let's get ready for it. And let's build some people-to-people exchanges and visits. That's all we can do. Thank you.
Bruce Dixon of Black Agenda Report, UNAC, and the Georgia Green Party. You're listening to Notes from the Left Forum 2018, a panel called Russiagate, Muzzling the Black Left, and the March to War. Next up, Glenn Ford from the Black is Back Coalition, UNAC, and Black Agenda Report. Ford says the ruling class offers never-ending austerity and never-ending war. He begins by talking about Bernie Sanders and explains how without the Southern black vote, the Vermont senator was never going to get the nomination.
Sanders rarely mentioned anything outside the borders of the U.S., okay? Rarely mentioned anything. It's as though he thought you can build a better society here without any reference to what's going on beyond the shores. I mean, like socialism in one country or something. I don't know. And our black political class are eager students of Mr. Sanders, of Senator Sanders, and they too have learned this lesson. They learned the lesson of his relative success, and they think that they can succeed by doing the same thing. So, and when Bernie does speak on foreign affairs, you got to watch him. Mm-hmm. He's the senator from Vermont, and I think the second or third largest employer in Vermont is not in Vermont. It's Electric Boat, where they build nuclear submarines. Okay, so I mean. And you know, Bernie's a frequent visitor outside the plant gate, you know, so what the hell? And I should know, I live right down the street from where they're building the F-35. Come on. Now, one exception to the black political class not mentioning empire at all is the Poor People's Campaign, which we have some other disagreements with, but they at least do mention it. They don't mention the word capitalism or socialism. These things don't exist in their universe. Everything's about moral certainty and moral this and moral that. But they do oppose empire. You got to give them that. As for letting Trump off the hook, the nuclear revamp of the nuclear weapons, that was put forward during the Obama administration. And Obama was a big fan of it. So we're not, you know, I mean, the last couple of weeks in social media, you've seen these horrendous pictures of people lying with the big silver sheets over them, mm-hmm. and, you know, and talking about how their children who've been separated from their families in immigrant detention. I've got a nephew in immigrant detention. Tell me about it, you know? The fact is, that policy was implemented during the Obama administration. Obama busted up more immigrant families than Trump has had a chance to yet. Yeah, and many of those pictures were taken during the Obama administration. You know, so we condemn Trump for a lot of things that we gave Barack a pass on. So, you know, there we are.
I want to address that question on Sanders and black politics, because I think it opens up a window on social Democrats, or as some would describe them, social imperialists, and what the future portends for them. But most importantly, it deals with the black relationship to the Democratic Party, which is so insidious. I don't think that Sanders was going to get the Democratic nomination, even if the Democratic National Committee had not conspired and worked so hard to sabotage illegally his campaign. It wasn't just that. By the time of the Southern primaries, Sanders was probably marked for a loss, and mostly, because of the black vote, the black Southern vote. And this has everything to do with why any real black left has to go tooth and nail incessantly with the Democratic Party. Because what this duopoly creates, duopolies, of course, are straitjackets for all Americans. But when you have, in fact, one of the duopoly parties being the white man's party, whose organizing principle is white supremacy, then there is only one party, only one party for black people. So black people are straitjacketed into the Democratic Party. In places like Southwest Georgia, where my people are from, the enemy who is whoever opposes the Democratic Party, because the Democratic Party in Southwest Georgia is literally a black party. There ain't no white people in that party. All the white people are in the Republican Party. And in the Deep South especially, there are whole regions there where the white man's party is literally where almost all the white people are, and the Democratic Party is the black party. And so that imposes these ruling, since it is a ruling class party, these ruling class constraints on all of the electoral activity of black America. So what I saw in Southwest Georgia, in terms of the black political classes and just political chatterers regarding Bernie Sanders' candidacy, was anger that this upstart who they never heard of, a strange-looking man, strange-speaking man, might somehow sabotage Hillary Clinton, who is the heir to Obama, do you see? And so Bernie Sanders, certainly more to the left, I guess in the semantic sense, than Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders was a demon in the pages of black newspapers and at black family reunions like mine, because he endangered the prospects of the Democratic Party. That's why we have to break this Democratic Party, because those are the kinds of paradoxical results that we get, that the most left-leaning constituency, the most pro-peace constituency, the most pro-redistribution of income constituency in the country, that is black America, when it comes to national elections, votes for the candidate that they believe is most capable of defeating the white man's party. And that almost inevitably, in their minds, is the candidate with the most money, the candidate that is, in fact, the most corporatist of the Democratic Party's offerings. And that is a distortion of black political life that is intolerable. In terms, I want to go just a little bit further. In terms of the Sanders candidacy, although, of course, Black Agenda Report did not endorse the Sanders candidacy, I think we had a lively conversation about it. And I, for one, welcomed the potential for there being created social democratic formations, the Green Party or other parties, because that would be the logical result of a real effort to have an alternative to the Democratic Party. It would be a social democratic party. That on the face of it would be a good thing in terms of weakening the Democrats, but it would create more political space. It would qualitatively change the political conversation in this country. So being pleased with the prospect of there being a or more social democratic party does not mean that this real left Black Agenda Report believes that social democrats will be anything here that they have not been everywhere else. Social imperialists who will turn on you. And Bernie Sanders, of course, remains, and I think he is intractably, a social imperialist.
Glenn Ford with Black Agenda Report. You've been listening to Notes from the Left Forum, a conference held in New York City at John Jay in June of 2018, looking at new strategies for the left in a time of fragmentation. The program was pulled from a panel called Russiagate, Muzzling the Black Left and the March to War. You heard Margaret Kimberly, Bruce Dixon, and Glenn Ford of Black Agenda Report and the United National Anti-War Coalition. This program was produced by Linda Perry for WBAI in New York and Pacifica Radio. Thanks for listening.